Call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Higgins.
Here.
Boyle.
Here.
McConnell.
Here.
Valentine.
Here.
Shore.
Here.
How if we just kind of go around? Mr. Higgins, you have any questions on the budget that you'd like to ask at this point?
Well, what I did was I wrote them down and then gave them to Christine.
Okay.
To do some research for me. So I haven't had an opportunity actually to look at her responses.
Okay.
But I have something on every page if you want to go over it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll probably be easier, Dave, because I don't know if you can read all my notes.
Okay.
Which page you start with?
Start with page one.
Now, are you looking at the 2012 municipal budget, or are you looking at the...
The worksheet.
The sheets.
The workshop sheets. We're going to go.
Budget revenue preparation worksheet.
Okay.
All right, on page one there, the general administration has gone down like, say, 54,000 and some change, let's say. Is that because the manager's leaving?
No. The salaries have gone down in general admin because we pulled 15% of the salaries out and placed it in the sewer budget. 15% of the manager's salary is now in the sewer budget.
Of just his?
Of just his. Same in finance. A percentage of their salaries is now coming out of the sewer budget.
Is it the whole 15% again?
I don't know what the total percentage of salaries is that came out of finance.
That's because they spend about 15% of their time on sewer?
Well, the manager, 15%. In finance, the percentage varies depending on how much of their time is spent on sewer functions.
All right. If I could interrupt real quick. One person in the finance office, 100% of their salary comes from the sewer budget. And that's the person who takes care of the sewer bills. How are we going to do another 15%, and who's that going to?
It's my understanding that not all of the sewer collection clerk's salary comes out of sewer budget. She does tax collection, and she does other things as well in that office.
Oh, all right. Not the tax collector. It's the individual who handles the sewer accounts.
Right.
100% of that, their salary is from the sewer account, correct?
Not to my knowledge, no. A percentage of her salary comes out of sewer. Tax collector, a percentage of her salary comes out of sewer. She's ultimately responsible for the billing of taxes and utility bills to the borough.
Good. Is that a question that we can find out if how much is coming out from the finances?
It varies. That's the answer I was given. You want me to find out exact percentages of the finance office? I can.
What I'm saying, how does that vary?
It varies by position.
Yeah, but you have to allocate like a certain amount, like 5% or 3% or whatever percent. I mean, I'm sure that's how you did it, right?
Right. Natasha's would be the least. Sewer clerk would be the most, and the tax collector would probably be somewhere in between because she's ultimately responsible for the tax and utility billing for the borough.
And that was never done before?
It was never done before, and it really needs to be done because it does keep the amount of areas by taxation lower. The state had questioned why we were never doing that before in previous budgets.
Well, okay, well, we did do that budget years ago when somebody else was here. As a matter of fact, it was 20% of their salary came from the sewer because they said they spent 20% of the time there. But the question that I have is now is, does that salary come out of the operating expense?
For the sewer?
Yes.
Yes. Where else does it come from?
Well, see, to me, this is, we have a $700,000 surplus in the sewer account. So now we can go to the sewer account and say we can start paying salaries out of that. When we raised the sewer rate initially to make up for a $300,000 shortfall, which we made up for, and now have a $700,000 surplus, which we will continue to have a surplus every year from now forward, provided that the operating expenses don't increase. And to me, it's a slick way of getting taxes without taxing, if you know what I'm saying.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, listen, because we're not raising that salary through the tax rate. We're raising that salary, that portion of the salary, through user fees for the sewer plant. And by law, we've done it before. We have done it before.
And we should have, because they are working for the sewer.
But the point that I'm trying to make is that if we continue to grow a $350,000 a year surplus in the sewer plant, in 5 years, when the utility is paid for, when it's done, if you continue 300, you're talking about at $700,000 now and another $500,000 or $350,000 a year, you're talking about almost $2 million in the surplus for the sewer plant at the end of the 5-year period.
Well, before that happens, we can always adjust the sewer rates also.
Good idea. We're on the same line there, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, I mean, you want to have a surplus so that you have
enough
money to keep your operation going should something happen.
So if we draw,
where the cap is I think what you're talking about.
If we're drawing somewhere around $300,000 or $400,000 a year in surplus for the sewer account, based on the rates that we had, when we raised the rate, we need to revisit that rate and maybe reduce it. I think we should reduce it, not maybe. But, all right, so that's question number one that I had there.
Is that a question that you want me to follow up on?
What's that?
Revisiting the sewer rate?
No, because I know that, well, yeah, I want to revisit that, but I know that Natasha, I had talked to Natasha at the last meeting about it. She wants to take some more of that money, and maybe I'm speaking out of turn, but to pay down some of the inner funds with that. But if we're still drawing $350,000 a year in surplus, because what happens when, just so everybody knows, that when that sewer plant, when the utility is paid for, when that bond is, and there's no more debt for the sewer plant, that cash that they have, what we have in surplus over there, reverts back to the borough to do whatever they want with it. Mm-hmm. It can go back into the general fund.
Right, we've got about 7 more years on that, isn't it?
We have 5 more years. It's paid off in 2017.
I keep thinking of it from the opening of the plant in 2000.
Yeah, so, if we're drawing $300,000 a year, that's $1.5 million. What are we going to do with that? Finish Belvedere Avenue? You know,
other
mean?
Things, maybe.
I'm just being smart. Okay, page 3. Okay. Last year, we'll go in there to the mayor council.
Right.
Last year it was 10.5 because of the salaries.
That's correct.
Okay, so this year everything was added into there?
Everything is in there unless the two...
There's three.
No, there's only two.
There's three.
Three what?
There's two.
Two what? What are you talking about?
Two people who aren't getting paid.
Oh!
Right, on mayor and council. There's So if those two people continue to do that, we can bring it back down to 10.5. If not, it's 14.5.
Well, I'll continue to do that, and that's...
Okay.
Yeah.
I want a pay raise.
Give them mine.
So I have one person not doing it?
Oh, no, 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 yeah.
Okay.
I mean...
So, right away, that request is gonna come down?
Yes.
I'm using a pen, you know.
10.5, what is it?
Wow, okay. All right, I put there on page four, we'll go to page four now. Oh, wait a second.
You had another question on...
Yeah, I did, on page three, the clerk full time.
Let's talk about that.
Why did I do that?
I don't know, I want to know why.
I don't care about that.
Come on, David.
I don't care about that.
You don't care, all right, then.
David, no, I don't care.
It's your turn for the question.
Well, listen, no, you're not under the contract, right?
I'm not, no.
I mean, you're not under a contract.
Under the CWA union contract?
Right.
No.
Okay, but you were given an employment contract too, right, when you were taken out of...
Of the union?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
It would be to follow the step note of normally followed within the contract until that expired.
Okay. And when did that expire?
The end of this year.
Did we start negotiations yet?
Not yet.
Can we do that? Or does that have to be the manager?
Rich and myself will begin negotiations, but I have a feeling he won't be here for any of them.
Okay.
So we'll take care of it.
Okay.
We should at least ask for their proposal.
Correct. Yeah, but my point is, can we as a council see that, or does that go through the manager?
No, we can see it.
Okay. Okay, then on page four, the legal advertising, printing and binding, that was the, actually, I had the wrong place. That included the code book, the new code book?
For the requested, the $7,500?
Yeah.
That includes the...
Code book was paid.
The code book, well, the code book was paid in 2001.
That's why it was $97.92.
It includes $4,000 for an editorial analysis of our code book this year, so that we can begin the process of recodification in 2013.
An editorial what?
An editorial analysis.
Is that required?
It's not, but I highly recommend it.
Why? Not that I'm challenging you, I'm just curious.
Because General Code, any of the code book companies, they put that code together. They have the legal expertise on what's required, how we can renumber our chapters to be more user-friendly. We've added a lot of ordinances since the last time our code book was recodified. We've done supplements, but we haven't recodified.
It would be a lot easier being on the committee and seeing going through this. It is, I agree, that would be right, for sure.
We would get their legal opinion on how to put our code book together.
Yeah, so it's like free legal, you know.
Well, not free, we're paying for it.
Well, we're paying for it, but I mean, it's not through an attorney, so it's actually gonna be cheaper.
It also includes the sample ballots that we have to pay for through Warren County Clerk's Office for the election.
So the code book committee then is kinda like, we don't need that anymore?
Well, we do need that. They're going through the code book, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Basically, ordinance by ordinance, picking out the things they would like to see changed, and maybe adding a few, and also reaching out to the department heads, seeing what their feeling is on fees and any ordinances that they feel are out of date. All of that, plus the editorial analysis, will come back to council before we recodify.
Okay.
But in that, it's still possible that we could negotiate that down. That guy probably is very flexible on that price.
I could try.
So, yeah, that's something.
I'll see what I can do.
Of course.
And then we also, going on that same thing, for the printing of the ballots, that should be a little bit less too, if the, that we move the school board.
It's only for primary lessons, for the 10 ballots.
Yeah, so no.
Okay, so my next question then is at the top of page five. I'm confused. Somebody help, I'm confused. Ms. Sloan is raising her hand, she'll help on with you. There we have the actual, where it says 2011 approved actual $13,000, and then it goes department total. Is that, what department is that? Where it says the $91,240.
No, Dave, that's control. See where it says, it's from the page before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's from
That's the clerks.
That's the clerk's account.
Right. So that's the department of the whole clerk.
That includes salaries. So you add the whole budget plus salary, that's the number you come up with.
$91,000?
Yes.
Oh, from control on down?
Correct.
Or just from the clerk?
Yes.
Yes, from control or yes from the clerk?
From the clerk.
From the clerk, yes. That includes the control total for salaries and the control total for the operating budget. Should equal $91,243.
By the way, didn't anybody check these numbers? You know, nobody took a calculator, right? Because
Not all of them.
Well, no, I mean, just to go down and just see if those, the totals.
Yeah, I do, but I'm doing a quick
That's the finance department.
Addition, yeah, that doesn't
Something that caught my eye, yes, but other things not.
Unless that $7,500 is no. If you take that, if you start up at the top there where it says $76,000 on page four, and go to the 52, and add all of that up, that should come out to the 91, correct? It should. All right, well, 76.
Yeah, I got a calculator.
That's 81.
We want to just add it.
That's 89. 90, yeah, it probably does. So what do the transfers mean? I mean, above that right there. Because it says here, the control totals. If you take that $14,000 and add it to the $76,000, you're at 91. So what are these numbers here? The 13,887.03.
You know, the actually
2011.
Actually, this comes out to be more. Something is wrong. I just added this up with the calculator, and it comes up to 104, so I think one of these is in the wrong place. Let me see. Requested.
Just add 76,373.
And 14, yeah, he's adding up with
Yeah, don't add the whole thing.
No, it's just right then.
And 14,850?
Right.
Yeah, that's nine. Okay, that's right.
I understand that, but what is this? Oh, it's the three, right? The three lines. There's only one there, so there's three there.
It's on the previous.
Right, okay, got it. So that's right. That's right. 91,223.
Actually, I got a quick question.
On that one?
On the clerk's
Go ahead.
Thing. Going forward here, the clerk part-time, is that in there? So when you aren't attending meetings?
It is. Where is she at?
That page.
It is, no. Actually, the state requires that I have a deputy registrar. So I have a deputy registrar that I pay $50 a month to be the deputy. And it also covers, if I'm not at a meeting, this person will also cover that meeting for me as well. $1,600 is the deputy registrar salary, $500 is in case of meeting coverage.
And that will cover the whole year, or is that just a guesstimate?
No, it covers the whole year.
What, the 2000?
Yes. $1,500 for the year for the deputy registrar.
Right.
$500 in case I miss a meeting.
That's one meeting?
No, she only gets paid $50 a meeting, so I have to miss a lot of meetings,
yeah.
So it takes care of the whole year.
Okay.
Okay. And then there on page five there too, I had a question about the financial administration and other contract services, and that was for payroll processing.
Correct.
We have less people. I know that it went down from 2010 to 2011, but in 2011 to 2012, we still have less. We have even more than we started last year out. I mean, less than we started last year.
It could go down again. We budgeted almost $8,000 last year, right now $6,695.
Do we have to use them?
I don't know if we have to.
Okay.
I can find out. I don't know what is in sale in Carroll.
Okay.
You want me to find out?
If you would, please. Okay. Let's see here. All right, let's go to the total for the finance department. The department total?
Next page?
On page 6, I'm sorry. It's 109,668, right? That's the number I'm looking at.
Correct.
Last year was 107.
Right.
I thought we took some of this. Does this include salaries?
No, the actual is 105.
That was last year. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We budgeted 107. But does this include salaries? And if it does...
It does include...
Then how can that... I know that we have contractual increases, but if we're taking a percentage out and putting it in the sewer, why are we still increasing it? Why are we increasing it?
Well, you have to take a look at our budget, Dave. The contractual services for financial administration went up $200. Materials and supplies went up $300. Or something like that.
Yeah.
So it went up $2,000. I would have to say that's probably salary.
It's not $2,000. What was actual, if you go down, it was $105,723. So it's going up $5,000.
Right. That's over budget, I think.
You see what I'm saying there? The actual underneath it was 105.
Probably they didn't spend as much in the operating expenses than they thought they would.
But if you add everything up for the department, it doesn't come up to $5,000. There's 300. That's down
right.
300, so that's a big savings. 200.
It's 4,000.
It's 4,000
and change. 4,800 and some.
A little less than 4,000. It's like 3,950.
Well, they didn't spend as much as they had budgeted in contractual services. You can see that.
There's a $2,000 increase in the financial administration full time. Everything else there stays
right.
The same. But
I have
going that. Up $2,000.
You want to know where that $2,000 came from?
Yes, please.
Yeah, because if anything, that should be going down because of the sewer.
Okay. And now the tax collection. Well, we can stay on page 6 down at the bottom there. That went down almost 50%, tax collection full time. Right?
Uh-huh.
So that then was moved to sewer. Right.
A portion of the salary was, yeah.
A portion. Well, on these numbers right here, 50%. I'm saying overall, 50% of that line item, just about 50% of that line item is gone.
Right.
So you're saying that that was moved, all of that was moved to the sewer plant? 51%. The sewer?
51%.
I'm saying that, yes, it is, but there's more than one person.
I understand that.
I understand that.
So if there's three people, say, you know, some people, somebody might have had 15,000, somebody might have had 10, somebody might have had 30. I understand that. I have a concern with that. And we'll get back to that. Yeah. If anybody else has anything that, you know, along these lines, that you guys want to talk about while we're here, go ahead, jump in.
I think we're waiting for to go around, because I have a whole...
I mean, if you have something on the same page, I think we should hit it the same time.
Yeah, if we're on that page, might as well hit them all. You want to go back a little bit, Rob?
I don't know. My point is, with the cuts that I looked at, and if I was making the budget myself, I could save $152,000 without touching the sewer. That's how overpadded this budget is, in my opinion. Just to be clear, I mean, Dave is going through exactly the same areas that I would in detail, but I mean, I did it from the original sheets, the draft. But I need to find out, there's questions that I had before I could solidify, you know, a lot of these things. Like, we're still waiting to find out the police budget, is that correct? And the court budget, because...
The court budget is contractual, not in your draft budget.
So the prosecutor is still $6,000?
That's the number. What's in there is the number.
That is the number.
Correct, for the court.
Okay. And that's up $5,000. Is there a reason for that? We don't know, right?
Contractual, right?
It's contractual. It's what we agreed to when we signed the agreement.
So automatic $1,000 increase.
Because I think it's because we got rid of it, but anyway.
Yeah, but the, under the, okay, well, I'm not on this page, but...
Here's the point I'm trying to make. $75,000, that's what that comes out to. It comes out to $75,916 out of last year, what was budgeted there last year. If that was moved to the sewer plant, then these numbers that we're getting, these numbers with the budget being reduced $5,600 are bogus. The budget might be reduced by $5,600 over last year, but if we're taking 2 cents and moving it to the sewer plant, that's an increase. That's an increase that we're hiding by going to the sewer plant. So what I want is I want actual numbers. I want the real numbers. Listen. We reduced the budget, last year's budget, by $5,600, but we increased the sewer operating budget by $200,000. Or right now, if we move $75,000 over there, then the sewer operating budget was increased by $75,000. Correct?
Unless there were associated cuts to the sewer someplace, but yeah,
right. But
just looking
in that
narrow box, yeah.
Because then that's outside the taxes, and that's outside the cap. And to me, that's a roundabout way of trying to do a budget. I understand that the state says that, listen, you should be doing this, but that gives us more money. And see, this is another question that I had last year. We budgeted $100,000 for the audit. That we're not budgeting for this year. So if everything remains the same, we should be $100,000 less than last year. But overall, we're $5,600 less, and now we're finding out that we're moving $75,000 to the sewer plant to have them paid for, which is outside the tax rate. We're talking about an increase of, in my opinion, $175,000 to this point right here.
And I got $152,000. And that's without the sewer. So if you add in the sewer, there might be another $100,000 in there. That can be rebudgeted.
See, that's the question. That's the question. When I looked at it, it's like, okay, how do we have a reduction in the budget and we still have a tax increase?
Well, your debt service.
I spoke to Christine about it. Christine researched that. The value of a penny last year was $37,680. The value of a penny this year is $37,176.87. I would like to find out, and I talked to Christine, she's going to find out from the tax assessor, how we went down $500 on the value of a penny. So even though there is a reduction, that would no doubt cause an increase because the valuation of the penny went down. But this right here, I mean, if we move $75,000 to the sewer plant, then there needs to be a whole lot more come out of this budget, as far as I'm concerned. I don't, I'm not going to speak for anybody else, but that's how I feel.
I agree 100%.
Does everybody understand what I'm talking about there, how that was moved? Patrick, do you see that? I mean, and that goes into a non-taxable, you know, revenue source of user fee that, to make up for the shortfall. Okay. I'm good with that one. Well, I'm not good with that one, but...
Next.
Well, yeah, we're going to check on that, right? Okay.
How do you want to handle the sewer salary? The salaries that were moved over. Is there something you want to follow up on?
Yeah, I would like to know, I know that the percentages are all different, but there is a total dollar value. I don't want to know whose salary was put there. I don't
total
care. I want to know how much total salary and how much of the Social Security, the benefits and all that stuff is coming from there also. I want a total dollar number. Yeah, please. I get edgy at this time of year. I'm sorry, Christine. I don't mean to be like Mark. It's like, come on. All right. All right. Yes. Okay, you answered that one for me. That was the $2,800 for the tax collector. Pitney Bowes and Vital. Does she use the same, does the tax collector use the same program as the tax assessor? And would that be better to lump it all into one?
Oh, no. To collect taxes, no. The tax collection system is tied into the sewer and finance system, which is Edmunds. The tax assessor uses Vital because that's the only
that's
tax
state
assessment system we have in the state of New Jersey.
Right.
Is Vital.
They all have to use it.
Yes,
every assessor uses
Vital.
Every assessor uses
it. Okay, so on page 7, under tax collection, other contracted services,
right.
The $2,855.
Right.
Okay.
I have Vital and Mod 4 written there because the tax collector needs to receive updates from the tax assessor system. Property changes, someone, if the property changes hands, those names need to come down, assess values, things like that. So she orders an update from Vital, which updates her tax collection system.
And that's the only one we use in the state is Vital. Sounds like a monopoly to me. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm being sarcastic again, you know what I mean?
That's state.
Believe me,
what?
I have problems with it too. I was a tax collector for 5 years.
All right, $750, why was it $4,800 last year? The tax assessment contractual service, you put that in there that it was charged to the wrong account.
Correct.
But it was $4,800 was charged to the wrong account.
That's what I have discovered, yes.
How do we prevent that from happening again? Especially with, here's the the purchasing process that we have for a bill to go out, correct? Has to go through a number of people. How do we make a mistake of $5,000? Okay.
Three people.
Okay. Yeah, how about that one?
But that's why. Because there's three people. See, the more hands that it goes through, the one person says to the other person, oh yeah, here it is. They assume, the one person might assume that they already checked it or whatever. And then it goes to the final person or whatever, who then assumes that the other two checked it, possibly.
Really?
So
when I'm putting in my vouchers or my requisitions for payment, CFO and manager don't question me on to what exact line item I'm charging it to. They assume that I know I want it charged to meetings and conferences, let's say.
Right.
So they will approve it. So really, this is a mistake in that office. That's where
right.
It started.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
So
I mean, I'm not okay with the mistake. I'm okay with the explanation. Okay, let's put page 9. Legal services.
What page?
Page 9.
Okay.
Legal services there. That is for, that's just for the borough attorney, correct?
That's right.
Okay.
It's retainer and litigation.
My question was, wasn't it supposed to go down, being that he's coming every other meeting?
No, we had it that way last year also.
All of last year?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why it's down from the, well, let's see, it went $7,000 down, and then it's up $3,000?
If you look at 2010.
Yeah.
There was less there for 2011, and in 2011, there was only one meeting per month.
Yeah, I think that's.
In 2010, there were two meetings a month.
Yeah, that's.
But we had a fair amount of litigation last year, I don't remember how much we had the previous.
So, my question would be, can that be broken into how much was the litigation expense and how much is the salaries?
That's almost 50% more than what we're paying in the retainer.
Isn't the retainer 40-something?
Yeah, 46. Christine, I put a question mark on page 11, where the planning board contractual services.
Right.
And I can't read your notes, all I know is non-escrow.
Professional services, non-escrow.
Okay, so that's what, non-escrow.
Right, anything that's not covered under an applicant's escrow.
And that $10,780 was?
Last year, because, as you recall, the planning board came before council.
We did give them $4,500 more, right? Or was it?
We gave them the $5,500, the cost to cover the professional service bills that they over.
And now there's an additional $47,000, you put, right, the next line underneath of the contractual services that for the last few years has been zero, they go 47.5 this year, it's for the master plan revision?
Yes, it's been removed.
Yeah, because that we.
Yeah, it's been removed from the budget, that's just what they requested.
Oh, I see, okay.
Right.
So it's already out of budget.
Yeah.
It's still in the total, so, right now.
No, it's been removed.
On the worksheets.
Oh, but on the draft, it's gone. Yeah, okay, that was my other question, because some of the numbers didn't match.
Right.
Good.
Okay, next.
Okay, then jumping to page 13. I have no idea what CAFR means.
And I don't know how to explain that. CAFR is, if you want a really good explanation, ask Natasha. It's a term used when the auditors come in, that's the number they look at to pull information for the financial statement. That's the best explanation I can give you. It doesn't really apply to our budget.
Okay, but right there, last year, was $20,933. This year it's $68,413.
I think it pulled in that master plan, the
$45,000.
Okay. Well, last year we budgeted $29,933, and we transferred an additional $20,000 into it. So that's $49,000.
No, there's $5,500 transferred in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To
yes,
20.
You're right.
So it's 25.
Okay, so it was 45. Okay.
But is that something
that $5,500 we gave them?
We did, yeah.
Calculated amount from revenues? Is that like a? We should, yeah, definitely check what that means.
I don't know. It doesn't have anything to do with revenues. It's more of a budget number. It takes categories and adds them together. It'll take numbers from the Board of Adjustment and the Planning Board, and it'll make it a land use budget number. And the auditor will pull those numbers out. It's really for their use. That's the best way I can explain it.
Okay.
Okay. Next one, local code enforcement, full-time. Code enforcement.
All right, I have that too.
Pardon me?
We don't have it.
Underutilized.
Okay, well...
We have a part-time, so...
Right, we do, but to begin the year, for the budget, it was full-time.
But doesn't, he's putting it under full-time again.
Is it not?
No.
It says full-time, doesn't it?
Says it's under full-time.
Yeah, it does say full-time.
Right.
He's part-time.
Right.
Well, we spent 17 and transferred another 20.
Out. It's a minus.
Yeah, okay. So, why would we increase that another $7,000?
Got me, that's one of the things that I added into my big savings plan.
Still here the full year?
I don't know, I'm just trying to keep up that. When did it start? I can find out, we may have only started...
Like March or April or something?
March or April last year, that might be right. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I can find out.
And what is the percentage, 50% time, I mean, at part-time, what's considered part-time? 20 hours a week?
Less than...
Anything under 25, I think we consider...
30, I think it might be less than 30.
It might be 30.
Yeah.
May have changed.
Yeah.
Is there a minimum that requires, that for, like, part-time? Do we say for this position right here, we want at least 30 hours a week?
Yes, we have the right to say that.
But right now, there's nothing saying that. Because if I'm paying...
There is, we tell Mike he needs to be here for every single morning, so that's...
But there's nothing from council, like...
No, I'm not, listen, I don't wanna get involved in that, but what I don't wanna, here's what I don't wanna, I don't wanna be paying $25,000 a year for 10 hours a week.
Or you're not. But...
You know what I'm saying? Is there something that is required in that job description that says you have to do at least this many hours a week?
Yes, that's the agreement that he and Rick came to when he was hired.
Yeah, he has set hours. Now, they may be adjusted if he has to go to court at a particular time, but if he, let's just say that he's scheduled for 4 hours, 5 days a week, for 20 hours.
Yeah.
He's gonna give us those 20 hours. Now, maybe Monday he's in the morning, but Tuesday maybe it's afternoon, because that's when court is in session and he has to go, or something along those lines.
But staying on those lines right there, how do we sign in and out? How do we do time?
We do time sheets at the end of every pay period.
And everybody signs in and out every day?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Good question, though, Dave.
Okay.
Christine, I got an easy one for you.
Okay.
The local code enforcement, when it says clothing and uniforms, and then there's another line item that says uniforms allowance, what's the difference there? One doesn't have monies in it for this year, the other one, the allowance has $300 requested. What's the difference?
I think they just changed that in 2011, because if you notice, clothing and uniforms for 2009 and 2010 have money expended in them.
Yeah.
But not 2011, and this one has it. No, it does have, doesn't have anything expended in 2010.
Page 14.
I'm sorry.
Is an allowance where they get $300 whether they spend it or not on uniforms?
No.
So that comes back to us.
Yeah, they...
Then what's the difference between the two, do you know?
Clothing and uniforms have nothing. He can buy a shirt if he needs to. I think that should be in clothing and uniforms, not in allowance.
That's right, that's what I would think, too.
I think it's just miscategorized.
Right.
When I was zoning, I had a zoning shirt, and it, I didn't have an allowance for it, I just put it towards the budget, so I think it's just miscategorized. I'll find out about that one.
You probably added an extra zero on there, and it should be $30 allowance, and then the 200 something for uniforms. I mean, that's what you said.
Good question.
Probably got one then.
Sorry. Okay, stand on page 14, if I might. POs, department, right underneath there where it says departmental, it's $26,995. Do you know what that's for? Is that all of that local code enforcement stuff added up?
Right, it would be his salary plus his operating budget. Same thing we just did with my office. The salary plus the OE, which is the operating.
Okay, liability insurance. Very next one. I asked the question, do we get quotes? And the response that Christine, she checked on that, he's exempt from quotes. Risk manager is exempt from getting quotes, but he does.
Right.
Okay.
We went through that training to reduce our rates. Did this reduce our rates?
No.
No?
And here's the problem that I have. In 2009, we still had a police department, and we were paying $190,000 a year. In 2011, we decreased our workforce by well over 20, and we're paying $37,000 more a year than we did in 2009. How does that happen?
Exactly.
We have less employees.
Plus, why is it budgeted for even higher than we the actual? I mean, you know, especially considering what Dave just said.
Yeah, going against the town here.
Well, I think I don't know about the rates. I'll find out about that, what the rates are exactly. Patrick, to answer your question, that was a $2,000 credit we were supposed to get for that training we had.
Yeah.
I'll find out about that, too. I don't see it in here. I think we have to budget a little extra just in case we do have to pay.
No, a little bit, but this is over budget by $10,000.
The insurance company sets the rates, not us.
Right.
That's the unfortunate thing.
But, well,
we have a deductible of $5,000.
In other words, a good question would be, okay, what's the breakdown then? So what's the increase, and then why is it budgeted?
Because the liability insurance company took a hit last year, and we're making it up from everybody.
Well, let's find out.
That's how insurance works.
Okay, on page 15, then the group health insurance. I know that there was a decrease based on the employee reduction. But last year, the premium was $174,000, and this year, we've almost increased $100,000.
Yeah, that's a big problem with that.
And what is the opted to enroll one?
We have one employee enroll in insurance this year who hadn't been enrolled prior.
And that cost us $100,000?
No, it shouldn't have cost $100,000.
No, no way. For one employee.
Are you coming up with the $100,000?
Because that's
the
difference.
What was actually expended is $174,000. What's budgeted this year is
$260,000. Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't on the same line you were.
Yeah, it's a big number.
It will go up because we have the one person enrolled. I'll find out why we only paid $174 and we budgeted $260.
Okay. If I could sidetrack there for a minute, Patrick, do you remember what the regional district was paying for their healthcare premium?
No.
$4.5 million, and they had their $500,000 increase. That was for 250 employees. So we should thank our whatever lucky stars that we don't have 250
so
employees.
So actually, they must be budgeting for like 3 employees here, because I bet you it's around $30,000 per employee. That's my guess. It's a guess.
That's it. Okay. This was on page 19. I asked about the dedicated fire safety fines. Where do they go? They go to a trust fund. Fire officials spend. No one else. How does that get accounted for? When the fines come in, how do they get accounted for? Do they go into the general account? Is that
they go into his trust fund account.
But is that considered revenue for the town that only he can touch? And how much does that come out to on an ash?
How much does he bring in?
Yeah. If you could find that out for me, I would appreciate that. How many years
ago? Is that training and education for the fire and safety code? Is that on like a 3-year cycle? It's $1,500 requested. Does he have to maintain a certain amount of CUs and all that stuff?
We had
nothing in 11, nothing in 10, small amount in 9.
Should be attending classes yearly, like I do, so I
can
find out exactly what classes he plans on attending, why it's so high.
That wouldn't include travel and stuff, right? Like miles, did that number include all that stuff?
It could.
Meals and everything? I don't know.
Not meals, I would say, no. Mileage and class registration, yes.
Well, yeah.
And the one thing we have to realize, too, in these worksheets, just because it's their request, it doesn't mean it's actually in our other budget, too. Any other document.
But understood.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's that payroll CAFR again on page 20. $2,384,761.22. I don't know where all of that is added up from.
2 million?
Yeah, is that, I mean, what page that starts on, like page...
I wonder if that's a running total.
Yeah, I know it's a total, but what pages does it...
Like all previous pages, that's what I'm curious about,
yeah,
I'm thinking.
Well, I would have to get Natasha to give that explanation, because it's...
Okay. Now, streets and roads, full time. Excuse me. There's almost a $60,000 increase over what we spent last year.
Do you plan to hire another employee? Full time?
I can tell you that the park person is coming out of that line item.
Okay.
That salary for 6 months.
So how much should that be around?
$60,000. No,
that should be 20.
What that
now?
Right. 6 months.
Yeah. Who's that person?
I'll step back.
Park.
Yeah. You don't have to trouble yourself with that now, but if you could get back to us with it, I would appreciate that. And my next question. My next question then would be, why are we paying for a person at the park out of the DPW account? And why is that not coming out of salaries and wages for the recreation department?
That's so that we can use them in the road department should we need to.
But that doesn't happen.
I We've done some more items like that with the road crew.
Okay, the majority of his time is spent, that person's time is spent at the park. My suggestion, see, listen, we can put money wherever we want to and say whatever it's for, and we can, you know, say this guy right here works for the road department, but in reality, he's working at the park. If we want a true picture of the budget, and we want, especially with the new rec commission, if we want true costs, because I see down here too, there's $4,500 on the next page for Clay Fields. Right? That which comes out of streets and roads. We need to know exactly how much we're spending on each department. And the reasons why.
Now, that park person is part-time though, right?
Seasonal.
Right.
He might be doing 40 hours a week during, while he's employed, but he is, or 37 and a half, but he is seasonal.
Okay, but that, then he shouldn't be included in that $60,000 anyway, because that's what Dave was talking about, was the $60,000 difference between the, in, under full-time streets and roads. Only. Seasonal is a separate category.
Actually, it's 48,000. When I say 60,000,
yeah, but
48,000.
So.
Shame on me.
So.
It could be just a combination of the contractual salary increases and having the seasonal employee in there.
We definitely need clarification on that.
I can get the breakdown.
Yeah.
But see, that includes seasonal employees too. That includes the wintertime. Plowing and everything
else,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
Plowing.
Yeah, can you find out what exactly who's in there and the exact dollar amount? Thanks.
Also, it has that for streets and roads, clothing, uniform, and then uniform allowance again. That discrepancy.
Okay. Is there money in one and not in the other?
The allowance has $1,500. Uniforms does not have a dollar amount.
This year.
Oh, yeah.
Last year it didn't, and this year it did.
Chemical, gases, road material, supplies for streets and roads. It has a dollar amount, $80,000. Where, I'm going to guess that's probably includes salt for the wintertime.
No.
Is that for asphalt?
No. It doesn't include the salt.
Is that from the trust?
It has its own trust.
All right.
Does include asphalt.
It does.
But while you're on that same subject there, last year was $54,000, this year it's $80,000.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's an increase of $26,000.
He's planning to do some roads, I guess.
But it's the same budgeted amount as last year.
Pardon me?
It's the same budgeted amount as last year, but it's greater than what was spent.
Correct.
It is. I have that as asphalt and any overages and salt. We don't know what they are. We can't anticipate them.
Okay, so last year we budgeted $80,000. Is that where we found the extra money to do Banana Street?
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, Banana Street was done.
I mean, if there was extra money found and we didn't use what was budgeted, anyway. Things that make you ponder. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be. Please don't take this personal, Christine. Okay. All right. Vehicle parts. Okay. Sweeper broke down again. You know what? Listen, that sweeper, I don't know what we do about that sweeper. We've got more money into that sweeper than that. Okay. And then the $4,500 down at the bottom is the recreation general supply, which is included in the road department's budget, clay for the ball fields.
Well, hold on while you're on this page, too. But go ahead. Finish up with that, and I got something else to add.
That's another thing I think needs to be placed appropriately.
Well, I have as a question mark for myself,
okay.
Too.
Okay.
Do you want me to have it moved?
that full dollar amount is for that?
Yeah.
This is more of a general management kind of thing, but I know everything's categorized for the budget purposes. However, you have office supplies in every department, okay? Now, it's $2,000, again, budget, okay, in just this street and roads department. They only spent $339, and that was a lot, because 2010, $69. So I guess because the road department has no building over there, they're doing a lot more paperwork and stuff. But if you add up all the departments together in office supplies, we're overpaying definitely. Okay, so you could save at least $10,000 there, no doubt about it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There are, I just want to point out, there are some supplies that are specific to the office.
Okay, that's, sure.
Like collecting bills, your registrar's supplies.
I understand.
That kind of thing. Assessors, the green cards that everyone gets.
Okay. But, again, this is just my observation. Okay.
As I'm looking through the budget document itself, I mean, some of the questions that we're looking at versus the worksheets, are different, such as for 2012, mayor and council, salary and wages, $10,500, not the $14,500, the reduction's already been made. Public works, I can't tell for sure just yet, but I mean, because we're looking at a complete total there.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor, time out. Then why weren't we given accurate information? We were given both of these documents at the same time. Why is there a difference?
Exactly.
Requested, manager approved.
That's requested, manager approved is on here, and this is the budget document.
Where's the manager approved on here?
So this,
the budget worksheet.
Okay, so Mr. Mayor, you're talking.
Not all the changes are in here, only a few.
All right.
Okay.
That's plan, salaries, I didn't realize they were in there.
Yeah.
There's a few, not all.
So actually, Mr. Mayor, then you're correct by saying that this is more updated really to use than the worksheets.
Yeah.
Okay, just, okay, but.
We could be looking at numbers on the worksheet that are not the actual numbers that are in here. We could be spending time debating something to cut it that's already been cut.
So, I mean, it would be good, so a suggestion possibly for next year, okay, would be to have another column on the worksheets that says manager approved or not. So this way we know one was the department, one was the manager, and then the next one can go to administrative recommend or budget because...
Fair suggestion.
Okay. So we have the things will match.
But the point of the matter is this. We were given these documents, both of these documents on the same document. Nothing was said that what's on here is not going to match what's on here.
I was surprised we had to find out for itself. Are you, you have anything else?
You can go ahead.
Can we jump to page 24? Shade Tree Commission. During that storm, we lost all those trees. Are they planning on replacing borough-owned shade tree trees?
In general, they do. They don't necessarily get them all within 1 year.
Okay.
You know, it all depends on what they have in their budget. If it's there in their budget, yes, they will replace them. If a grant is applied for or something like that, that they can get money to do more, right. Yes, they will.
It's not in their budget this year, Mayor?
I can't tell you exactly, but I know they do always plan on planting some trees every year. Now, whether that's 2 trees or 10 trees, I can't tell you.
Kevin? Okay. Jump to page 28. Real quick, we're giving the municipal library $172,000. Well, last year, they had a budget of $192,000, what was approved, they spent $168,000. Now, the question that I have is the salary for the shared servers come out of that $172,000, and what is our portion of that shared salary? I know you put down here, you put down $32,500 salary and benefits. So that's our portion that we pay for the shared service,
yes.
$32,500.
The library director, yes. It comes out of the $172,623.
Okay. So how come they spend $24,000 less last year than what we gave?
Part of that was probably because of the shared service. That original number was probably done on Mrs. Rowe's full year salary.
Okay, so that $24,000 then went as surplus back into the budget.
I would assume so.
Okay.
But you know, probably went into the libraries because we have to give them the 1/3 mill.
Yeah, but that's the 172 right now. So
yeah.
If we gave them 192 last year and they had $24,000 left over, that doesn't stay with the library, that comes back to us, correct?
I don't believe so.
No, not according to the letter that we got back from what Fallon had sent them, right? Questioning that
$24,000. I believe we have to fund them at that 1/3 mill, and it's up to them whether they spend it all or not, as
if
I understand.
If they don't spend it all, they get to keep it?
I believe they do.
Well, that's what they're claiming,
hold on here a minute.
I think that they...
Hold on.
Point. Well, I'll get that back. Do you know?
I don't know the answer to that. I have to find out. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I'm speculating on it, because, you know, if we're required to give them 1/3 mill and they are set up so that they can spend their money as they wish...
And have $24,000 left over and they get to keep?
I believe so. Otherwise, we won't be funding them at the 1/3 mill, as required by the state.
All right, now here's the question that I have. Funding them and then spending what they're funding are two different things. If we fund them at the 1/3 mill, if we gave them $192,000 last year and they had $24,000 left over, well, I would like to know where that $24,000 goes. If it goes to them, for them to put into like their own trust account or whatever, that's still taxpayer money that was given to them. Do we reduce this year's budget by $24,000? Because we're still giving them what they need.
Well, the state tells us what that 1/3 mill is and that we have to give them.
Okay.
So,
but
the direct answer is no, we don't reduce it by that. The state tells us what the number is, and we have to give them that as a minimum.
Okay.
The interesting thing to me, I'm sorry to interrupt, Dave, but the interesting thing is that we just gave them this emergency transfer of, what, $20,000?
No, that was a temporary budget.
Temporary budget, okay. Temporary budget, almost the same thing, because they're getting that money in advance. Okay, well, to answer Dave's question, if they had $24,000 left over that they didn't, say, use, why are they asking for another $20,000? So in other words, they spent it all, we're assuming, right? And then they had to start off with something, so they're starting off with $20,000 that we had to give them to.
We have to fund them for $172,000.
Yeah, total.
Yeah.
Unless it changes, or is that based on last year's mill number?
No,
it's based on
this year's.
It's based on assessments, is it?
I don't know what it's based on.
Okay.
But I can tell you the number is $172,623.
Right.
Find
out. Can you find out what is that based on?
Sure.
Okay.
That's 1/3 of a mill.
Yeah.
And that's the state says that. It's 1/3 of a mill.
Of which budget? Of last year's number?
Yeah,
the actual
number. Calculated is what you're asking.
Is it the actual number, or is it the budget number from last year, or what?
The question that I have is, what happens to the excess money?
Right.
Okay. Page 30. No, I'm sorry, page 29. I turned that too quick. We're putting twice as much money into the phone bill as we use.
Oh, yeah.
We used 14,998 last year. We budgeted 30. It is, 2009, we budgeted $40,000 for the phone, we spent $34,000. 2010, we budgeted $35,000, we spent $16,000. Last year, we budgeted $30,000, we spent $14,000. Can we take a look at taking something out of there? Thank you. Okay. Page 30, the water bill.
Yeah, got that.
2009, we budgeted $6,000, we spent $53,000. 2010, we budgeted $65,000, we spent $10,000. I think that was because of water leaks. Last year, we spent, we budgeted $15,000, we spent half, $74,36. Can we take something out of there? Same thing with the natural gas. We're budgeting twice as much as we're using.
Right, and the only thing, you missed electric too, but I had every single utility is over budget for.
How much do you want to come out of those utilities?
Listen, I mean.
Okay, well, again, if I was making it, I'll give you numbers. Water, I'd make a little bit higher than what we used. $8,000. That's not going to go up that much. Okay, but when you get to gasoline, I think that might go up quite a bit. So that might even be too low. Okay, but, so for example, for a telephone, that $30,000 is, like Dave said, it's like double. It should be what we paid in 2010, maybe $16,000, if you're going to give it a little bit of a cushion. Okay, that's all. I mean, a lot of these utilities are just way overpriced, you know, for some reason. Now, they might have a legitimate reason, you know, but I doubt it. So, yeah.
Especially these things are all metered.
Yeah.
You have a running total all the time.
And even with the regular increases,
yeah.
You know, but here we are trying to save money with a lot of this, especially utilities, you know, so we're going to fly out. Now, gasoline and diesel, though, being on the same page, if I can just get this in here, it should probably be a little bit higher, okay, because, you know, obviously we did have to transfer in $7,000. You know, I think that one you can, you know, put up to 23 or something. So yeah, you might want to cut altogether from these other utilities like $30,000 or $40,000 and then give $2,000 more of a budget to gasoline. But that's if Councilman Torres was making the budget. It's not my job. I'm just suggesting these things so that, you know, it goes back to the manager who's going to redo this, right? Or Chris?
Well, on the top of that.
Yeah.
All right. That was, what page did I end up with?
That was 30.
I'm sorry?
That was page 30 we were just looking at.
Page 31. CAFR again. Listen, that numbers that have a big increase jump out at me. Last year we budgeted whatever that CAFR is for $415,000. We spent $352,000. So, correct me if I'm wrong, that's about $143,000. But yet this year we're asking for
$414,000. Right, but that's a total of.
I know that's a total.
Many items combined.
Okay.
If the auditor can pull out a number.
But that's an increase of, that's another increase, though, of
$75,000.
Almost, yeah. $75,000.
Yeah, so I'm exactly on the same page with Dave.
Whatever.
$70,000 increase that should be questioned.
I can question it, but I don't even know if we know what that is.
Well, can we find
we
out
can
what
find
that
out.
Is?
We
yeah.
may not even know what makes up that total.
Well, we'll find out when we talk to the CFO, right? Hopefully.
I don't know if he knows what makes up that total.
Then we'll take the whole thing out of the budget. We'll be ahead
$414. Nobody knows what it is. It shouldn't be in there.
If you could find out what that means and why there was that increase was there, that would be. Yeah, we don't. Yeah, thank you.
Google it.
Okay. And I think as we head deeper in
to the grants.
Yeah. Holy shit. There is a $20,000 increase. Again, no.
What page here?
36 at the top. Would that be capital improvement? Yeah, it is capital improvement.
That is, if council wanted to do a bond ordinance, that would be the 5% down payment. However, it is not in your draft budget, the actual budget document here. It's been removed.
Is there anything else that you know of, Christine, that was removed that from the one that's, you know, from the other
chamber?
We're going to take that. We're going to bond for that.
No.
The items that I know of, reserve uncollected taxes is different.
Okay. Those are
the only items that I know of.
We pay as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Staying on page 36. That at the bottom. Payment of bands and capital notes. Now we're gonna refinance. So that number right there is that's not a good number. That 82,000.
Yeah, I don't know that. I think Natasha would have put the good number in this budget here.
The actual one.
Yeah, the actual.
The draft.
I have to find out from her.
Okay, well, you can find out too. I mean, off the worksheet there, they put in 82,270, but we only paid 57,000 last year. That's another $25,000 increase. $25,003 to be exact, an increase. If we could check out why, when we know exactly what it is that we're supposed to be paying, and if we're refinancing, how much we're saving there. Good. Yeah, especially if you go down there. Reserve for uncollected taxes on page 38. Is that a good number?
No, that's an estimate.
She just said that's an estimate.
If you
what page of the draft is that on?
That's on 38.
No, of the draft.
Of the budget?
Yeah.
It is on.
Let's see. Just under the middle.
It's on sheet 3 of the explanatory statement.
Oh, it is? Okay.
I had it marked, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's $846,290.53.
Right. And that is correct. That is based on...
State told us that.
That is
based 845.20% that we passed the other night.
It's 800 and...
846.
$846,000, which is $96,000 more than what we have budgeted for in the worksheet.
Right.
Okay.
And it's $144,000, a little less than that, than we paid last year, put into it.
That's where the audit money went. Hey.
Yeah.
I think, ladies and gentlemen.
You got more there?
I think that might be.
Oh, come on.
That might be it.
You're on a roll here. Keep going.
I'm sorry.
There's at least two more CAFRs.
Listen, I gave up after I couldn't figure out what it was before. But anyway, the point that I'm trying to make with this whole budget stuff here is that the valuation of the penny went down by almost $500. We've taken out somewhere in the neighborhood roughly 20% of the manager's salary and $75,000 from the finance office downstairs and move that over to the sewer department. That is not included in the 2% cap. That's why we came in under the 2% cap. The reserve for uncollected taxes hasn't increased. There's also, here's all I want. I want to be able to go and say, listen, this department right here is spending this much money. Combination of both. Dollar amount, not percentages. I think that instead of a 17% or $17 increase, which I think would, what was it, 1.4 cent or something, 1.462 cents or something like that, he said we were going up.
That's one of those.
Let's see here.
0.1
For instance, the new increase will be 0.042%, which equates to $12 and some cents a year. Well, you can't tax for a penny and a half. See, so when we say that, all right, this is what our budget went up, this is what we need to tax for, but the total tax rate is going to be 2 cents. So, or whatever. I think that we need to let everybody know. Yeah. That's what it comes out to by numbers. But in reality, this is what it's going to be. If it gets passed.
Did you have questions on the sewer? You didn't touch that area, did you?
I didn't touch the sewer.
Okay. Yeah, I barely did either, but...
That's because I want to know how much money is actually being used for the sewer versus how much is being trickled back to here.
I have one question, though, on the sewer for them, which would be on page 44 of the worksheet, where it's a $100,000 difference on the sewer deferred charges prior year operating deficit. Page 44, and then we're almost towards the bottom. It says sewer DEF charges prior year.
Last year was 100 and this year's 200?
Yeah, but, I mean, interesting.
That's dinner parts. That's
what I thought. Okay, well, I want to find out. Because, especially since in 2009 and 10, it was way less in both of those areas. So, yeah, it probably is, but let's find out for sure. And how much can it really be, you know, budgeted out for? Because I think this is, again, another $100,000 that's
too high to pay back to her. It's in the fund. So see, you said that at the meeting here that she wants to pay back 200 versus 100.
Right. Wants to get it off the books as fast as possible. Well, do we have any other business to do this evening?
Can I address Patrick's question to Shaytree? I checked, and they requested $17,500.
Contractual services?
For Shaytree, they're only, they reduced it to $13,500, the same level as last year.
Okay. I have another question, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can you ask them how come there's no grants budget for it all? There's absolutely none this year that are budget for, right?
You can't budget for a grant until you receive it.
Oh, so even though we apply,
right?
So, okay, so that's just
right.
The right
way. Then we add it as revenue and could be for expenditure.
Chapter 159, we do a resolution saying we receive this money. We're seeking permission to put it in our budget.
Okay, so but when we make the budget, we don't budget for it at all.
No.
Okay.
But everything on our worksheet is what we apply for. That's in here for grants.
Yes, the only one I believe is there is Beethoven Avenue.
That is the only one that's there.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot.
But the Shade Tree also applies for grants every year. And I know I just signed off on one for them a couple weeks ago. Off the top of my head, I can't tell you what it's for. I knew at the time, but I don't remember it right now. But I know that I did sign one for them. And I think it has to do with Tree City USA that they get it from.
Right.
Okay, Ms. Detlef, you have a question.
Yeah, the $10,000... for the school board election that the council voted not to have and moved to November. Is that out of the budget?
Probably not yet.
Well, that comes from the $10,000 to have an election is what we're paying the county to have an election, or what our taxes are going towards the county for. They pay the poll workers $250 a day to be here. We pay them to have machines here and delivered. We pay everyone's salaries.
Yeah, but what I want to know is the supposedly $10,000,
right,
that we're going to save.
We pay your, the people of the borough, we pay the county taxes on your behalf. So you're paying us, we pay the county. It would come out of the county budget, not ours.
Why are we saying that we're saving money by not having one?
Because we combined, instead of having two, we're only having one.
Yeah.
So the cost of an election, to have it is roughly $10,000. So what that costs for us to have the school board election and to have the general election is $20,000 a year.
Oh, darn it.
Separate charges?
Yes. So if you, yeah, they are, because it's two separate elections.
But they're done at the same time.
Not now, they're not. The school board and the school, when you go for the school budget and the school board, that is usually done in April. And then we have our primary in June, and then we have our election in November. So that's three different, we're taking one out of the equation.
They have the school board and the primary at the same time.
They're going to be the school board and the general at the same time.
Oh, in November?
Yes.
County committee, too. All right.
Maybe mayor's meeting, but.
All right, do we have any more business on the budget? Do we want to schedule another budget meeting? Do we want to have the answers at our Tuesday council meeting and discuss it then and decide if we need another meeting? What do we want to do?
Do you believe that those answers, the answer to those questions, Christine, can be had by Tuesday? Next Tuesday?
Yes. What about the police report?
Okay.
Yeah, that's the important one. That's a big deal.
That's out of my hand.
I know. But it's important.
Numerous phone calls, and not many rich, to get a number, and they're just not ready. I don't know.
Because last year, it's especially interesting to me that they're waiting, because last year they had requested a vehicle that, you know, we didn't approve. I don't know if they ever got it. You know, they probably didn't, you know.
Yeah.
So that, you know, I'm anticipating they're going to be asking for a whole other vehicle again this year, at least. And, you know, so, yeah, it's probably going to be higher than what, yeah, even Rich budgeted for.
No, that's the top.
Oh, it is?
The max they can.
Oh, watch. I didn't know that.
And they can buy a vehicle. They just can't buy an SUV without council permission.
Okay. I think the vehicle is included in the budget, is it not?
So
one vehicle a year that we share?
Maybe, right. But vehicles aren't capital purchases. Cars aren't capital purchases.
Yeah, the SUVs are.
SUVs are.
The SUV would.
That's the only thing they need permission from to buy.
Okay.
Permission for to buy.
That helps. Okay. So we want to deal with this on Tuesday then?
John Hudson.
And then decide if we need another budget meeting at that point?
Yeah, the clerk sounds
well, I think John has some questions over here.
It was just two small items. It was just for clarification. On the general administration overtime, which is at zero, that's for employees in the building here, or?
That's our exempt employees who don't get overtime, I believe, correct?
That's for the whole.
Well, admin would be the secretary and the manager.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then the other thing was general admin, maintenance and other equipment. That's like building stuff or department stuff?
I believe that would be departmental postage machines, that kind of maintenance. I don't know what the budget is. Do you know? Well, how much is
it spent? It was on
page one.
I was just wondering what that covers.
It's the last item, I think.
Oh, 8,300.
That was the bad question, right?
New computers.
Yes. I don't know what makes up that, but I can find out.
Yeah, I think it's
the
postage meter maintenance on the copiers.
Maintenance on the copiers, right. We had
it. Okay, so it's
the regular art. Maybe
a
fax machine.
Yeah, okay.
No problem. Just that's not a general idea of what it was.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. Okay, anything else? I'd accept a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second. Okay. Any